Let's talk about relative risk. Humans are very poor at understanding relative risk. When you look at a decision, you should add up all the risks. If one risk is huge, the other risks don't really matter because the common and frequent risks will cause the problems. Let's take NPO rules. Anesthesiologists are very good at enforcing NPO rules. We ask every patient when they ate last. If they ate in the last 6 to 8 hours and the case is elective, we delay or cancel it until it's been 6 to 8 hours. Well, what's the risk of death from aspiration pneumonia? It's between 1 in 10,000 and 1 in 20,000. If you take a pregnant woman at term, in labor, and you feed her a grand slam breakfast at Denny's, and then you put her to sleep using mask anesthesia, the risk of death is about 1 in 200. Now, your chairman would probably call you aside and fire you for providing such care. It's gross negligence. But the real risk of death is 1 in 200. What is the risk of perioperative mortality in a patient at risk who does not take their beta blocker? Well, if they're like Polderman's patients, it's a 1 in 3 risk of death. If they're like the average patient with cardiac risk coming from major surgery, it's like 1 in 33. So perioperative beta blockers and BBAC is between 6 and 300 times more important than NPO status. Every time you ask if a patient has had breakfast, you should ask if they got their beta blocker. It's 300 times more important than NPO status.